Prensa. 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 Prensa.
K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
'Cause we've heard from you. We thank you, God, for what you are about to tell us. We take heed, place it in our heart and in our mind. In Christ's name and for his sake we pray. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Luke. The Gospel according to St. Luke. These ministers of music and this choir blessed our hearts today, didn't he? The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 19. Commencing at verse 30. Saying, go into the village over against you, in the which at your entering you shall find a coat tied, whereon yet never man sit. Loose him and bring him thither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord has need of him. And that's what we want to talk about. Jesus has need of you. Thank you, worships. When Jesus has need of you. When we look at or make the statement, Jesus has need, it is not saying that he cannot perform anything without you. But when the word need is is as implied as the Lord needs you or have need of you. It is rather saying that he's getting ready to do something and he just wants to involve you. But regardless if you reject him or not, God is going to still do what God is going to do. Don't ever get to the point where you think God desperately needs you. Because God doesn't desperately need you to do anything. Because it is proven in creation when he created the worlds and the galaxies and the universes, we were nowhere around. But yet he still did what he had to do. And my brothers and sisters, even when it comes to the rank of the church, never believe that the Lord needs you that much that you don't think the church can't function. That's from the pulpit to the back door. God wants to involve you. He wants to get you there, and he wants to use you mightily. But in the end, he wants the glory. Today, as we celebrate what we call Palm Sunday, the day when our Lord and Savior made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And last week, as we look at what Christ had done, look at how God had blessed him and how he had raised the dead and all of these things that Christ had already done, now he's getting ready and he's getting closer to the cross. My brothers and sisters, one of the characters, we look at the palm leaves and we talk about the palm leaves, but one of the characters that's in this text, in this Palm Sunday that is overlooked, is this little insignificant donkey. We talk about his triumphant entry, but we never talk about what he's riding on. We talk about how they laid palm leaves and how they screamed Hosanna and how they began to praise him, but we never take time to look at the donkey. And my brothers and sisters, one thing about this donkey, it was destined to be with Christ on this day. And when you are destined to do something with Jesus, can't nobody stop you. What did this donkey do on this day that is etched in human history? No long theological statement. What did he do? He carried the King of Kings. He carried the Lord of Lords. He introduced Jesus as the Messiah to the people on this Sunday. And so as we look at the life of this little insignificant donkey, Jesus in verse 30, he says, go into the village over against you, into which you enter, you shall find a colt tied. Watch this, my brothers and sisters. The Lord has need of you because the Lord has a purpose for you. He was an ordinary donkey. And in fact, less than ordinary, he wasn't even full grown. He wasn't seared by the famous kings and carried kings. He was a little donkey. He wasn't trained in the royal stables. In fact, we learned that this donkey had never been ridden before. Not only had he never carried a king and never been ridden before, but his life was pretty much down and insignificant. Nobody mentions him. Nobody cares about him. However, as insignificant in the eyes of man this donkey was, Jesus said, I have need of him. And the only reality is this fact, that Jesus can change your significance. Watch this. By Jesus asking for him, made this donkey as important as the palm leaves. Now, There was nothing special about the ability of this donkey. But in fact, the Lord wanted to use him anyway. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, you and I can feel just like this little donkey, that we are insignificant and that we are nothing special. But in those moments, we must realize, like the donkey, that our significance is found in the fact that Jesus has called us. There's nothing you doing that's making you significant. There's no song you can sing that makes you significant. There is no prayer you can pray that can make you significant. There's no sermon you can preach that can make you significant. What makes you significant when he calls you? When he calls you. You said that the only time you pray is when you call upon. When the Bible said man should always pray. You are sad that the only time you sing is when you're in the choir, when you should always make that joyful noise unto the Lord. I wish I had somebody to testify. And the only time, even in the pulpit, the only time you proclaim the word is when you're standing here, when we should testify every day of our life how good the Lord has been to us. And see, I'm not here to make myself significant. I'm here to lift him up. Because there's nothing special about me. I got sin in my life just like you got sin in your life. I make bad decisions just like you make bad decisions. I done said things that I shouldn't have said like you have said things you shouldn't have said. I have been places I shouldn't have gone just like you have been places you shouldn't have gone. But if we put all that aside and come in here together and focus on how good the Lord has been to all of us. Jesus have need of me is because he has a purpose. And he wants you to look at yourself and see your own insignificance and see your own flaws and shortcomings, and yet he's still willing to use you. You're not worthy to be used, but yet he's still willing to use you. I don't know about you this morning, but oh, ain't I'm glad. God can take my old wretched country boy from Woodworth, Louisiana, and have him the pastor of the largest church in the city, not because of who I am, but because of who he is. No, y'all dismissed it. I didn't say that arrogantly. I said it to the fact that God can take a nobody and change that nobody and make him somebody. And he's not somebody because he's somebody, but he's somebody because somebody changed his life and changed his direction. I wish I had somebody can testify. Wait a minute, preacher, let me step back and take a good look in the mirror. I ain't all of that in a bag of chips, but I'm better than what I used to be. I don't say the things I used to say, not because of who I am, but who changed me. Has need of me because the Lord has a purpose. And let me tell you, God has a purpose for all of us. And your purpose may not be my purpose, and my purpose may not be your purpose. But when we mess up is when I'm trying to tap into your purpose and not in ignoring the purpose God has called me. Can I just use you for a minute? Can I use you for a minute? Now, everybody can't lead the song. That's not your purpose. God didn't give you the vocal cords to sing like a leader could sing. And so if it's not my person's purpose to lead the song, but guess what? I could get in the background and push. I'm still singing, but I'm not taking the lead. This. Not only the Lord has need of me because there is a purpose, but then secondly, the Lord has need of me because the Lord has positioned me. Watch this. He says, now you want to go and you're going to find the coat. Y'all ready for this? He said, but when you find him, in verse 30, he's going to be tied up. He's not going to be loose. He's not going to be free. He's going to be tied up. He's going to be in a place that he can't get away from. But yet, I'm going to give him liberty because I have need of him. One thing is interesting about this story is that Jesus knew exactly where this donkey was. It wasn't a guess that go into town and I hope you can find the donkey. It was not a hope that somehow on the way to Jerusalem we'll run across a donkey. Jesus tells his disciples exactly where that donkey is. And believe it or not, he knows exactly where we are. And watch somebody say, oh yeah, Rev, we right here in the church. No, I'm going deeper than that. He knows where you are up here. He knows where you are right here. And he knows why you do what you do and the motive behind everything you do. Watch this. He knew exactly where this donkey was. And he sent his disciples to the exact place for the exact donkey. He didn't want to find five or six. He wanted this one. And this donkey, days were already ordained. And my brothers and sisters, don't you know our days are ordained? You're not where you are by some chance of luck. You're not where you are because you did this yourself. The Lord ordained. You think you smart enough that your actions can catch God by surprise? You see, COVID a couple years ago caught all of us by surprise. But God wasn't in heaven twiddling his fingers and said, oh my gosh, I didn't see this coming. He already knew what was coming. And what you haven't even entered into your cerebral cortex, what you're going to do next week, God already know where you're going to go, when you're going to go, and how you're going to go, and what you're going to do when you get there. He already knows. And so watch, the Lord has need of him because the position of the donkey, he's tied up. And how many can testify and say, life has tied me up. I can't move. I have no mobility. I can't move. Like I can't even in church. I can't even worship the way I used to because life has tied me up. Can I share something with you? We quick to shout about the Lord will set you free. But sometimes the Lord will tie you up. Watch this. Y'all ready? Let me tell you why this donkey was tied up. Let me tell you about his position. Because the Lord said, I have need of him. He tells the disciples exactly where he's going to be. He says he's not going to be in the field running around. He's going to be tied up. And since he's tied up, I'm going to show up exactly where he is to set him free. Sometimes the Lord allows life to tie you up to keep you where he wants you to stay until he shows up and do what in your life what he wants to do for you. How many can testify and say, yeah, preacher, I got it now. I've been tied up. I didn't know why I couldn't move. I didn't know why the Lord didn't bless me. But then one day out of nowhere, God showed up and said, this is why I kept you here, because I had need of you. This is why I let you go to prison and stay tied up, because while you were in prison, I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to heal you. I wanted to comfort you. I wanted to call you. Do I have some used to be tied up folk in here? Or do I have some still tied up folk? Just stay tied up because the Lord got you there for a purpose. Look at his position. God places us just where we are for a specific purpose. And my brothers and sisters, we need to get ready for the day when Jesus comes and tells you, I have need of you. The donkey woke up this morning like any ordinary morning. looking forward to be tied up like any ordinary day. But this was his day to be tied up no longer. For the Lord had need of him this day. Oh yeah, you've been waking up every morning like any ordinary morning. Still waiting on the Lord. Still waiting on the Lord to answer your prayer. But can I give you a praise cue? One day will be your day. But can you worship while you wait? Don't worship after God comes in and do something for you, but while you're waiting. Can you give him a hallelujah right now? Can you give him the highest praise right now? My prayers are not answered, but still, God, hallelujah. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills next week. They're all calling behind me, but I'm still going to give you the highest praise. Just being diagnosed with whatever it is, I'm going to give you the highest praise because you are worthy. I'm tied up. I'm still not free from this thing, but I believe, God, that one day you're going to show up and you're going to bless me exactly with what I need. Watch what Jesus tells the disciples. He said, you're going to find him there. He's going to be tied up. He's never been rolled before. He says in verse 31, now, if anybody asks, why you taking this donkey? You just tell them this one thing. The Lord has need of it. You ain't got to get all down and dirty and try to explain why you're there. He says, tell him the Lord has need of him. Paul, when you're moving from darkness to light, and your homeboys get to holler, man, why you keep going to that church? You don't owe them no explanation. You just need to tell them the Lord has need of me. Man, I thought you was going to buy the drinks tonight. Nah, I can't do it tonight, dog. Catch me next week, but this day. Oh, y'all missed that. It went right over your head. The Lord has need of me. And sometimes for God to use you, you got to separate yourself from some people. Because this donkey had to be willing to separate from family to go to where Jesus is. And there are some people in your life you just need to walk away from. There are some people in your life you need to say ashes to ashes, dust to dust, the Lord give it, and I'm taking myself away from it. You got to walk away. Can you pronounce some benediction on some folk in your life? Just leave them on and go on about your way and let God use you. So they brings this donkey to Jesus. Jesus gets on this little insignificant donkey. So not only does the Lord need me because it has a purpose and because I'm positioned, but then thirdly, the Lord needs me because God has a plan for me. Watch this here. He gets on the donkey. And Reverend Dearborn, this is one of the moments where culture and divine design meet. Because in the ancient world, in the customs, it is called angria, where someone of great importance, a ruler or a king or some high-ranking official, could commandeer someone's livestock and ride on it for a specific purpose. Jesus commandeers a man's donkey, gets on the donkey, rides in to Jerusalem. People have palm leaves down, and they're all hands all in their hair and saying, Hosanna. Oh, Lord, to the highest. They're screaming. They're praising his name. And yet this little donkey, y'all watch this, says nothing. Watch this. The donkey says nothing, and no one says nothing to the donkey. But the donkey probably looked up, Jesus, don't worry about it, they don't call my name, you just keep riding. I don't care if they don't say nothing about me, you just keep riding. I don't care if they're not even looking at me, you just keep riding. Because my job is to lift you up. here to be seen, but I just want to, can you just do that? I just want to lift him up. And watch this. Jesus could have ridden on a stallion, but a stallion was a little too high, because the stallion would have been seen with Jesus. But since Jesus was riding on a donkey, the only thing you can see was Jesus going along. And when you praising God, they're not supposed to see you, just Jesus. When you're preaching, they're not supposed to see you, but Jesus. When you're praying, when you're singing, when you're worshiping, when you're praying, they're not supposed to see you. They don't see me. My name is not being mentioned. All in the king's court, the stallion sitting all on the sideline, the beautiful horses being groomed sitting on the sideline, and you didn't want to talk to me. Days have passed and gone. You walked by me like I wasn't even there, but look on this day, look who's carrying Jesus. Y'all know what a donkey is, don't you? A jackass. That's what a donkey is. And God can use a jackass to lift him up. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. The Bible said that this little coat, in the King James verse says, this little ass was riding. Well, Jesus was riding him, and everybody was praising. But y'all missed something. When a donkey would walk for a long period of time on rough terrain, a little donkey's feet begin to get raw and tender. And Jesus said, since you lifting me up, I'm going to take care of you. He said, you're not going to have to walk on terrain, because I'm going to make them put palm leaves down. Y'all don't get what I'm saying. If you lift up Jesus, he'll make a way for you. If you lift up Jesus, he'll keep hurt from you. Hey! They were screaming Hosanna. They were praising his name. But I'm getting ready to leave you. But we need to understand that when we glorify God, we glorify him and him only, and not put ourselves involved. This little donkey, as he rode in on him, didn't get no significance, name wasn't called, but he was just happy Jesus chose him to ride on. And my brothers and sisters, if my name is never on the lamb lights, if my name is never on TV, if my name is never in no books and anything like that, that's okay. I'm just happy Jesus gave me a chance to preach his word. And as I leave you, if you look in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 12 through 18, there's an account of the same event. In John chapter 12 and verse 12, you will discover that John says it's a large crowd there. But if you keep reading to verse 17, not only does he tell you it's a large crowd, but then he tells you in verse 17 who's in the crowd. He said, all of those who saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead, they came in the crowd, and they began to scream unto the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, just like this crowd, you've seen the Lord do some things. They was hollering and they was praising, because they just seen the Lord do some things. And when they heard that Jesus was coming to town, they said, well, I've just got to put my eye on the man who was 4 days late on purpose, but then still showed up on time and said, Lazarus,
come forth from